Well, greetings, all of our family and friends. I want to thank you for joining us for our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. We are an hour early. I am not in town at the moment. We're still finishing some time out of town, getting ready to go up the mountain for a time of prayer and agreement with the Lord. So much is happening, but I want to encourage you. Today is a specific day. God has ordained mighty things to come to pass. I'm here in the region of Temecula in some of the mountains here, and I've been just seeking the Lord, enjoying some birthday celebration, but the Lord did say, get away with him and really just begin to press into the presence of the Lord. This is a specific time of favor and the season of the open door, and you're going to see God be glorified. So I'm going to ask you, if you can, to share the podcast. Like the podcast, I'm just going to be maybe 10 minutes today just to share what I believe the Lord is speaking over you and over the people of God, that this is a time of the threshing floor. So if you can share the podcast, do that, and just be sure to let us know where you're joining from so we can pray over you and just agree with you. So Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this time, that you take the next few moments and release the presence of God over this podcast, that those hearing the word would be strengthened, that they would be revived, that they would be encouraged, that they would know they're not alone, but you are with them. Keep them, protect them, and direct them. Thank you that you're going to be glorified in everything that we do. This we ask according to your word, in Jesus' mighty name, we say amen and amen. Our key verse for today is found out of Romans chapter 8, verse 21, and I don't have any of my other device. My tablet seems to be out of power, so all of you joining in, God bless you. Welcome, welcome. Whoever's on, the Lord bless you. I can't see the comments from here, but I do want to encourage you that God has something mighty for you today. So as you're joining, get ready for, I believe God's going to speak. We're going to start at the book of Romans 8, verse 21. The Bible says, for all of creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. I want to encourage you to remain prayerful. We are in a season of the threshing floor. Now, the threshing floor, in the scripture, Jesus spoke about this, that he would put the fan in his hand and he would thoroughly purge his floor. This happens when the wheat and the tare are separated, or the wheat and the chaff are separated. We're not to judge people, but it is, it's becoming an epidemic that we're watching news stories of men of God, women of God weekly, multiple men of God that are esteemed, that have done great things for the kingdom, but things are coming to exposure. And this is happening because God is delivering the creation, the creature, people, the church. And I believe judgment starts at the house of God. Everything begins at the house of God. Judgment starts at the house of God. The Bible says that all of creation is going to be delivered. There's a deliverance process happening. When one leader after another leader after another leader is being exposed, we're to pray for everyone involved. We're not to throw stones, but we are to watch and to pray. We're to be ones who are hearing the word of God, seeking the mind of God. But we must, as leaders, as men and women of God, live with clean hands and pure hearts. And so as you're watching creation be cleansed, this exposure of things in the dark coming out, and we're not to judge anyone. We're not to be critical. We're to pray and watch and to be reverent. But let me also encourage you, what's done in the darkness is coming to the light. Now, that is good and that is negative. What's done in the dark could be a negative connotation. The wicked thing done in the dark is going to be exposed. But let me also encourage you, prayer warrior, intercessor, sower, those that are searching and seeking and pursuing God with all of their heart. Let me encourage you, man and woman of God, God has something supernatural in mind for you, for your home, for your family. And what you've done in secret is about to come to the light. Let me encourage the remnant. I'm not just talking about those who've compromised and those who have mixed and those who've sown seeds of perversion. Those things are coming home to roost. I hear the Lord say it's a time of reckoning, a time of God taking an account and bringing to light what's been done in the dark. But for those of you that have sown good seeds and have invested and sowed and prayed and sought the Lord and pushed into the things of God, let me encourage you, what you've sowed into the darkness, what you've done in secret, according to Matthew 6, God is going to reward you openly. All of your tears, all of your brokenness. Again, I cannot see all of the comment sections at the moment, but I'm welcoming all of my guests, all of my friends. Thank you. I also want to thank all of you that took time to write in my line and wish me a happy birthday. Again, thank you so much, Pastor O, and myself are so grateful for that you're in our life. But thank you for sending those birthday celebrations. It means the world to me. I'm reading through them, and I'm so grateful for that. But let me encourage you, go back to the word of the Lord. What you've done in secret, God, Matthew 6, is going to reward you openly. You prayed and you fasted and you've sought the Lord. And at times it seems like the wicked are prospering. People that are compromising, people that are living in sin, people that are, and none of us are perfect, people that are taking the shortcut, people that are moving forward, and you know that very well in their life they're not doing things by the Bible. Let me encourage you, it's not your job to get jealous, to get worried. God knows that there will be a reckoning that comes, but we are in this appointed time where God is about to raise up. What has been done in the darkness is coming to the light. What has been whispered in the ear shall be preached from the mountaintop. So don't you be afraid. Let me encourage you. The Bible says the mountain will be brought low. The corrupted leader, the corrupted man of God, it's starting in the church. But I know it by the Holy Ghost, it's going to go into government. It's going to go into business. What has been corrupted in the mountain is going to be brought low. But what has been purified in the valley is going to be brought high. I'll say that again. What has been corrupted on the mountain is going to be brought low. But what has been purified in the valley is about to be brought high. If you can hear me by the Spirit, we got agreement there. The Bible says that the crooked way, the crooked man of God, the crooked woman of God, the crooked leader, the crooked business owner, that crooked way God is going to make straight. That perversion, that lack of character, the lack of integrity, all of these stories coming out, it's not coincidence. It's not just gossip. It's not just people speaking of things. Now, we got to be careful what we say, who we say it about. I do believe that. I did see some notable online guy talking about, you know, we shouldn't talk about certain people. Let me encourage you. You don't put your mouth on God's anointed. And this is in the word. You don't put your mouth on Miriam to say, well, we shouldn't talk about people, certain kind of people. You should be careful who you speak about. I believe that it's very vital because every word will be judged. Who can lay a charge to the elect of God? Romans chapter 8 tells us that. So be careful where your words are. There are certain people that have not done anything except build up a big Facebook channel and believe they can talk about people who are actually men and women of God in high places. Does it mean that things shouldn't be exposed? Of course not. Does it mean that people shouldn't report on news? Of course not. But there are people talking out of their weight. They're talking out of their measure. They're talking about things that they've never, they've built maybe an online media of a couple thousand people, 100,000 people, fine, but they've never pastored. They've never led a people. So let me encourage you, be careful who you're listening to online. I don't know who that's for, but be careful what you're listening to and who they're talking about. It takes two to gossip and slander. Now, when things are verified, yes, you're being informed, but just be careful what you're allowing in your ear. But this is a season of exposure. The Bible says, Romans 8:21, again, that the creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Translation, we are going through the threshing floor, and the threshing floor is where the wheat is separated from the chaff. It says the hand of the Lord, John said this, that I indeed baptize with water, but there's one mightier than me that's coming who's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's, I believe, in Matthew 3, whose fan is in his hand, who will thoroughly cleanse his floor. This is what you're watching. You're watching separation. You're watching goats and sheep be separated. You're watching wheat and tares be separated. You're watching wolves and true shepherds be separated. I want you to be prayerful. I want you to be mindful, but I need you to get ready. Some of you on the line, God is going to raise you up. What is high is going to be low, and what was in the low place is about to come to the high place. If you hear me by the Spirit, I'm going to repeat this. What is high is about to become low, and what was low is about to become high. What was crooked is about to become straight, and what was rough is about to become smooth by the Spirit. Prepare yourself. Prepare your mind. God is bringing justice. This is the year. According to Isaiah 61 and verse number 2, we are to proclaim the year, the acceptable year of the Lord, which is the word favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, which is the word justice. This is the year of the favor of the Lord, and this is the day of the justice of our God. You are going to see justice served. You are going, some of you like me have seen all of the wickedness and the perversion and the it just grieves your heart in the church, in government, in politicians, in business. Let me encourage you, a reckoning is not coming, it's here. And you're watching the beginning of this thing happen by these exposures, left and right and the other. Let me encourage you, listening by the Spirit, prepare yourself for the reckoning. What you've sown in the dark is going to come in the light, which means what you've sown in private is going to manifest in public. You fought the lion and the bear in private. Get ready to slay David in public. You went to war mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and you stood upon the word of God, and your seeds were not in vain. I hear Galatians 6:9. I hear this verse. They're going to put that up. Do not grow weary in doing well, for you shall reap in due season if you do not faint. Do not get tired of doing the right thing. Don't get weary of serving, of giving and sowing and investing and praying and fasting. Well, I haven't seen anything. It's been 5 years, 10 years. Some of us have been waiting 25 years. Some of us have been sowing and believing. Some of us have been waiting 40 years. However long you've been waiting on the promise of God, it will come to pass. Don't get weary of doing the right thing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint. Your season is due. You're not just due, though you are. Your season is pregnant with purpose. Your season is going to overflow and superabound, where one good thing is going. See, you ever had a season where one bad thing after another hits you? Well, I declare your due season is about to manifest, and God is going to accelerate and advance you and release you into the kingdom and into the nations of the world. And you're going to have one good thing after another good thing, after another good thing, after another breakthrough, after another. Your due season is your Kairos and your Chronos merging. Kairos, spirit time. Chronos, chronological earth time. They're going to merge, and you're going to see the suddenlies in your life, says the Lord. But here is the key. Do not faint. An indication you're about to reap is you feel like you're going to faint. I'm going to repeat this again. The way you know you're about to reap, sometimes at the end of that season, you feel like you're going to faint. Do not give up. Do not lay down. Do not turn around. Your harvest isn't coming. It's here. Let me pray with you. God bless you all again. I cannot see all the comments in the set. I cannot see any comments at the moment, but I know you're commenting. The Lord bless you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you cover these men. You strengthen them. You revive them. I ask you for the grace of your presence to cover the people of God. Encourage them, revive them, renew them, and let the light of Jesus shine wherever they are. Let God's goodness and mercy abound, that you would be glorified, for you're about to lift their head in front of their enemy. You prepared a table before them in front of adversity, in front of tribulation, and in front of opposition. But you've chosen them and appointed them, and you will not change your mind. This I decree. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen and amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us. I want to announce to you tonight, it is going to be phenomenal. I'm actually, Pastor O and another leader in the house will be bringing the word. Normally, we don't let that out, but let me encourage you. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm headed up to the mountain to pray and seek the face of God. I'm actually at the moment now with Pastor O. We are in Temecula. We've had a wonderful day. I want to say again, one more time, thank you for all of the birthday wishes. But tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have a midweek glory encounter. 6:30, we'll begin our prayer time. 7 o'clock, we're going to have a powerful time of worship led by Pastor O and the worship team. And then you're going to have two speakers. Pastor O will be one of them, Brother Chris Villalobos. And Pastor O will teach the word. They're going to pray. They're going to lay hands. You don't want to miss the move of God. It's going to be phenomenal. The presence of God is going to move. So get to the house of God. If whatever you got to do to get there, I'm going to be praying from the mountain. I'm going to ask that miracles would hit the house and that the church of God would flow supernaturally. Just taking a day to seek God, to hear the voice of God. Thank God for another year of life. One more time, thank you for all of the birthday wishes. Those of you that sent your greetings, your salutations, we're so grateful for you. I love you. I'm grateful for you in my life. Also, RTA, again, we're going to talk about Sunday in a moment, but RTA, June 28th, just 1 week and 2 days away through the 30th. It's going to be a powerful time, and the theme is the year of the favor of the Lord, the year of the favor of the Lord and justice, the year of favor and justice. I want you to be there. Friday night, we will have Prophet Robert Rush. Saturday morning, we will have Apostle Kim and Apostle Rocky. Saturday evening, I'll be bringing the word of the Lord. Sunday morning, it will be phenomenal. Prophetess Sarah Morgan will be concluding. We're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary as senior leaders, our 27th year in ministry, but also my birthday celebration. I want you there. We're going to have a great, great time. It's going to be phenomenal. Be with us for RTA in just about a week and a half. Make sure you register. Go and register. We've got 4 or 5 different churches coming. It's going to be phenomenal. You don't want to miss that. I also want to encourage you this Sunday, we will have a very special guest speaker. We will have Apostle Rocky Martinez for our Sunday prophetic encounter. It's going to be phenomenal. He's coming. I believe his son's coming with him. The team is going to do phenomenal. Myself and Pastor Ophelia will be up north in Fresno ministering the word of the Lord with Love's Ministry. It's going to be powerful. All of our Fresno people, the Lord bless you. Hopefully we get to see you Sunday morning. It's going to be a great time with Love's Ministry, but make sure you're with us for Sunday prophetic encounter. It will be great. It will be powerful. The Lord is going to move. Amen. I really appreciate the sun is shifting. I see the glory is shifting. The sun is moving while we're talking. This light is breaking forth. But I want to encourage you by the Spirit that we are going to see the blessing of God over your life. I'm praying for you. If you feel a need to sow a seed, you can do that. There's a giving option on the front right there. We're doing great things for the Lord, and we're anticipating the move of God. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Please, one more time, like and share if this word blessed you, and we can't wait to see you sometime this weekend or next week right here at our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast with Apostle Nathaniel Leon. Stay up to date with our latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or by liking us on Facebook at This Rock International. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.